Let's get into this. It is Inside Sports Medicine. It's brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, the orthopedic experts, not only taking care of the elite athletes in the area, also the weekend warriors like you and I. If you have an injury, don't let it slow you down, keep you from doing the things you love. See the expert team at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, helping you stay in the game since 1976. They're online at bhosc.com. And an orthopedic surgeon has been doing the work, the important work, for a long time. Dr. Lou Papendick, he joins us on Inside Sports Medicine. Lou, good to get you on. How are you?
Doing really well, Nate. Thanks thanks for hooking us up again. And if I could add, Packers, baby. Let's go Packers.
All right. I like it. You're with me. You're with me. We'll see what happens tonight. By the way, high school football, it's underway. Fall sports underway. Soccer, a lot of stuff going. And I have to say, this new partnership, strength and conditioning, with the schools here in town, Rapid City Central, Rapid City Stevens, I think it's a big thing. I don't know if a lot of people know enough about it, but talk about the origin of this thing that you guys have been working on.
Yes, thanks, Nate. You know, it dates back to maybe the mid-1990s when we started the sports medicine program, and it was all about, you know, caring for the injured athlete. But as part of that, in the preventative side of things, is you try and get your athletes strong and hopefully help prevent injuries and help them perform at their optimal, you know, level. So when we started, we created a program we called Performance Plus Program, P3, and it was just kind of an entry level. We used our athletic trainers to help, and it was about speed and agility. But as time goes on, the importance of strength is really seems to be the emphasis, and it's so true. So in Rapid City, we've tried to do this in a way where most of the athletes in our high schools can benefit, and cost is always a problem. And, you know, if they sign up for a membership at one of the bigger facilities, it can be $100, $120 a month, which is stressful to families. And so we talked with our athletic directors from the schools and the coaches, and the young man that came to town to start Physio Performance PT, Dan Jensen, he has a passion for it. So we have put together a program to try and help the schools and the athletes so that they can work on strength and conditioning in the schools and at a very affordable rate and make it optional. But if we can develop the culture through the coaching staff, through the schools, families, parents, athletes, and have that culture infiltrate so that these kids can work safely to get stronger, I think overall performance will be enhanced. And so that was the partnership we have done. Our summer started off the program in a summer program, and we were hoping to get 300-400 athletes. It turned out to be over 500 kids signed up and are working weekly to help. And as you know, Nate, there's in-season conditioning and there's out-of-season conditioning. So having those experts, having those strength and conditioning professionals help and at the schools so those kids can participate in their sport so that their coaches know what's going on, we hope that this program will benefit all our kids in Rapid City.
I think it's a big thing. I think it's a huge thing that hasn't been done. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center working together. And I'll tell you, I know Dan over there at Physio Performance does an outstanding job, a big strength and conditioning partnership with the schools. Dr. Lou Papendick with Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, orthopedic surgeon here on the Nate Brown Show. I want to ask you, I know it's about getting stronger, getting faster, getting better, but it's also got to be about just making sure we're getting healthy, working smart, working safe. It's also a education process to help athletes here, right?
So true. Yes, Nate, so true. You know, and it starts out just educating educating these athletes. And as you know, an eighth grader or a freshman is at a different physical level than a junior or a senior. And so these professionals that have training in strength and conditioning, they know those principles. So it starts with flexibility and then safely doing the lifts and what lifts to perform and how to do it and the importance of you know, reps and amount of weight and safely do it. And if we can do this safely and efficiently, hopefully in a young athlete's career from freshman year through senior year, they will get stronger. They will do it safely. They will understand the principles, and hopefully that'll be reflected in the team and the athlete's performance. As you know, if you want a football team that wins, strength and conditioning is one component. If you get five really great football players, you're probably going to win, especially at the high school level. But we want all these kids to be safe and strong.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think it's important because I talked, a lot about East River. Okay, we know what happens in some of the sports, and some people say, how can we get up to speed? A lot of this stuff, I think, out here, you said you've been working on it, now it's coming to fruition. I think it's going to be a big thing, the strength and conditioning partnership with the local schools and local athletes, and the access, right? The access is pretty easy.
Absolutely. And, you know, you start that process at the school, and it builds a culture, and that culture then becomes part of their DNA, and that's what we're hoping we can accomplish. And I think Dan Jensen and his team, working with athletes, working with coaches, working with the athletic directors at the schools, hopefully this can make it happen. So I hope this is the seed year, and in 3-4 years, we're going to see really good fruit
really,
come from it.
Really setting up a foundation of strength here. I do believe that. Lou Papendick, orthopedic surgeon, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, helping to put this together. It's a great thing. I really believe that. We'll see the athletes out there all fall season. Lou, it's good to get you on. I appreciate the time.
Nate, thanks so much.